Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Till Death by Jason Ansbach, narrated by Johnny Heller. Chapter 1. Tacoma, Washington, 1952. Wednesday was pot roast night. Alice Rockwell stared at the frozen slab of beef in her kitchen sink. If she turned up the oven temperature, perhaps Frank would have a dinner that was only half frozen. Once he made it through the charcoal exterior, that is. Her husband would be upset about not having pot roast, but he'd be downright disconsolate with no dinner at all. Resting her elbows on the gold-speckled formica counter, Alice pondered suitable alternatives. She could still serve the potatoes and green beans she canned last summer, and if she fried tomorrow's pork chops tonight, Frank would be satiated at the very least. The pot roast would have to wait until Thursday. Resolute, she straightened herself and smoothed back a few stray strands of her auburn hair, which was only now showing the first meager streaks of gray. Frank had been completely gray by 40. She turned, swiftly enough for her mint-green house dress to whisper a zipping sound against her nylons as it whirled around her legs. With heels clicking across the checkerboard floor, Alice began to cook. At 7:05, Alice had pearls on, hair dressed, red lipstick freshly applied, and the dining room table set elegantly for two. Her husband was far less likely to fuss whenever Alice was dolled up. She stood with her hands clasped in front of her, waiting for her husband to enter the front door. Frank was a creature of habit, she knew. He would leave his office at Rockwell Fiduciary at 5. His Wednesday bowling league began at 5:30. From there, he would come home and eat his supper at 7. Alice often joked with her friends that she could set the clocks by Frank's routine. With Frank not yet home, she began to run through her explanation of how things went off the rails today. She hadn't changed the sheets or cleaned the windows yesterday because of her headache, so there was already extra work. Then Colette Peterson came by to solve some accounting problem the Ladies Missionary Society was experiencing, and everyone knows just how long Colette Peterson can talk. Then Mrs. Ernst from next door called to see if Alice would walk her to the grocery store, her speed matching her aging body. And before she knew it, the dinner hour was upon her and the pot roast was still frozen in the sink. Yes, that pretty much summed up her day. All she would need to add was, "Please forgive me, dear," and Frank's temper should be kept relatively at ease. Maybe she'd get off with just a lecture on the importance of unwavering self-discipline to success in life. Her explanation committed to memory, Alice was startled to see that it was 7:10. Had the bowling game gone longer than expected? She sat down and began thumbing through the pages of her latest copy of Look. Another 10 minutes passed and her stomach growled incessantly. Rubbing one arm, she rose and went into the kitchen. She dialed for her husband's office, thinking he may have forgotten something on his way out. Frank was punctual when it came to his desires, but was less than considerate of her time. Alice did not hear Frank enter the house as the phone rang unanswered in her ear. Dropping the receiver, she unleashed a surprised yip when his voice cannonballed into the kitchen from the living room. "Alice!" he shouted. "Coming, dear." She hung up the phone, exiting the kitchen to greet her husband.
"Ho, ho! Day of days, Alice!"
"I'm sorry, Frank. My day's been difficult, too. You see, first Colette came by and..."
"A trifle," interrupted the belligerent. "Not even pot roast is going to save this day. Unbelievable."
Alice entered the dining room and saw her husband standing with his coat draped over his arm, his hat still resting on his head.
"Take your hat off, Frank. Now, about the pot roast..."
Frank pulled his hat tightly to his head, slightly twisting it in defiance. He saw on the table an alien supper, seeking his approval from White China. With hands rooted to his hips, he lifted a desolate face to Alice.
"No pot roast," he whimpered.
"I'm sorry, it's just that Colette Peterson..."
"No pot roast, even," he exploded. "A man like me never catches a break. I tell you, the nerve of some people."
"You're being unreasonable, dear. We can have pot roast tomorrow night."
"Not you. Them or him. However many it was. And on bowling and pot roast night."
Frank circled a finger in the air for emphasis.
"That's what really steams me."
"You're not making any sense. What happened, dear?"
Alice asked.